Good morning. Today is March 17, 2020. It's approximately 9:25 a.m. And this is case number 112-00144. The appellant's name is Dan Hitchman. For the record, Mr. Hitchman has not appeared for the hearing, and there is nobody in the hearing room from parking enforcement. My name is Nancy Hoffman. I am an independent hearings officer, and I am holding, I do not work for the auditor's office. I am a neutral decision maker, and I do not work, let me rephrase that. I do work for the auditor's office, but I'm independent and do not work for the Bureau of Transportation. I am holding this hearing by phone, off-site, and it is being recorded from the hearing room at 3100, at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for the appellant and other members of the public to hear. My role is to review the evidence, which includes documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow is valid, and the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appellant should know that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so we do not use the rules of evidence. And the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits now. We have the tow hearing request form sent in by the appellant. We have an auto return information sheet, which lets the hearings office know whether we have jurisdiction. We have the notice of today's hearing, and the notice does state that the hearing starts at 9 o'clock on today's date, and if the appellant arrives late, they may lose their opportunity to present their case. Now looking at the file to see if the appellant called the hearings office between the time the notice of hearing was sent and today, she requested any continuance. And I am not seeing that the appellant contacted the hearings office. And it doesn't look like our notice of hearing was returned as undeliverable. That was sent by email. So at this point, we will go forward with the hearing. I'm finding that the appellant did receive adequate notice. The next exhibit is the statement of procedures governing today's hearing. And the last exhibit is a multi-page tow hearing report that was sent by the parking enforcement officer. And that includes a tow hearing report with the officer's comments, a citation issued on March 9th, 2020 at 8:28 a.m., photos taken at the time that the citation was issued, and sections from the Portland Code related to parking in a reserve zone. At this point, I'm going to admit those documents into the record. Since neither party is here, I'm going to read their testimony into the record as their testimony. Okay. And the parking officer does not have a written statement, but the hearing report says that on March 17th, 2020 at 9 a.m., Officer M83, wrote up a citation at 8:28 a.m. for a vehicle, a Subaru Legacy, which was in a reserve zone on the west side of Northwest 22nd Street in Vaughan, or the nearest intersection was Vaughan, I understand, and Highway 30. It looks like the officer received a service request to come to the site at 8 a.m. and dispatch the tow at 8:30. The tow hearing report also states that the foot meter or sign was installed on March 6th and verified at that time at 10:24 a.m. And the officer's comments state the temporary no parking signs were installed in the appropriate amount of time, paren 3:06 at 10:24 a.m., close paren, tow of the vehicle. And now I'm going to turn to the appellant's testimony in their tow hearing request form. In the section of the form that asks the appellant to state the reason that you believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified, the appellant stated, I have worked and parked in the area for years. I have a valid parking permit. There has been construction off and on for years, always posted ahead of time and on, quote, sawhorse type parking signs up and down the street and very visible. That morning I arrived early. It was still very dark out. The signs posted were small and taped to the telephone pole, very hard to see, let alone read. When I came back in the afternoon, my car was gone. At that point, I noticed a no parking sign taped over the regular parking sign. I have photos of these. I honestly had no idea that the signs were there and posted. I have never been towed in my life. I would gladly have moved. There were cars parked in the area and on the other side of the street. I did notice parking signs, dash, sawhorse, other dash, type, further up on the next block. In the area where I parked, there was only one little sign posted. Again, at 6:30 in the morning, it's pretty hard to notice. I am out roughly $300 and wondering if something can be done. Thank you. Signed, Dan Hitchman. That concludes the appellant's testimony. At this point, I'm going to take the case under advisement, and I'll be issuing a written decision in about a week to 10 days. And this will conclude the hearing. Off record.